Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and these are my corporate worship convictions. And today we're talking about lament. Well, or rather, the lack of lament in our corporate worship. You see, I've just finished listening to a very interesting interview with Rachel Wilhelm on a podcast by Resound. She writes songs of lament as one of her particular emphases, and it's very interesting in her interview that she defined lament as something like this. I'm paraphrasing slightly, but something like this. What is lament? Coming to the Lord, expressing sorrow, being honest with God, but coming with expectation, not despair. Lament has hope as the backdrop, she says. Lament is the place where doubt is welcome. God will show up. So there's a conviction there. I rather like the way she puts that, that it is honesty, it is sorrow, it is doubt is there, and that's fine. But there's still hope, there's still expectation, there's still the knowledge that God is there. I think that's so important because it's very authentic to our life experiences as Christians. And thus, it makes me wonder where all the lament songs are in our corporate worship today. We have a big Dropbox folder for all the songs that contain all the songs for our church services in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ and in the Watford Church of Christ. And I had a look in there, and to be honest, I can't see very many songs with a thread or a theme of lament. Some songs have a few words, a phrase, maybe even a verse, although those would be rare still. But a whole song about lament, about sorrow and doubt, yet expectation and hope mixed in there. Not too many. And I wonder why it is that we don't have so many of those kinds of songs, and I think most congregations don't. Perhaps it's fear. Is it because we fear being honest with God and not finding the hope? Might it be due to the fear of opening up areas in our hearts that are rather messy? And it is when we're grieving, when we have sorrow, when we have our doubts, it can be messy. So I'd be interested in your thoughts. Do you have a favorite song of lament? Perhaps you sing one in your congregation. Perhaps you've heard of one somewhere. I would love to see it, to listen to it, and perhaps we could incorporate it into our worship in Thames Valley or in Watford. So please let me know what you think about this, why we don't have so many songs of lament. Should we have more? Do you have a favorite? So drop me a line. You can leave a comment wherever you hear this recording, or you can go to my website where you'll find a shorter version of this on lamenting the lack of lament on my website. That's malcolmcox.org, and you could leave a comment there. But I think in the meantime, it would be best to finish with a psalm of lament, a song of lament by King David. So he writes this, or rather sings this, I guess, in Psalm 13. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Many thanks for listening to this podcast, and God bless.